It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Governor Tony Evers delivered his budget address last night, kicking off the process that sets the state's tax and spending plans for the next 2 years.
The governor's priorities included changes in the tax system, audits for health insurance companies over claim denials, and a boost in education funding.
In 2025, the year of the kid, I'm excited to be introducing the most pro-kid budget in state's history.
The state legislature, run by Republicans, is likely to write their own budget plan, which would then face potential vetoes from the Democratic governor.
Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's state capitol reporter. Anya, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
Well, let's start with Governor Evers there. No surprise, he has used that phrase, the year of the kid, in the past and made it clear he was going to have a big ask for education funding. Talk a little more about what the governor was proposing for a boost in education funding, K through 12, first of all.
Yeah, I mean, overall, this was a pretty big budget ask. And then the education ask is kind of the biggest part of that. So $3.1 billion for K through 12 funding, about $1.1 billion of that would go towards special education alone. And then the rest would really go kind of across the system to all kinds of things, meal programs, school meal programs, cleaning up water fountains, mental health services, really kind of covering the gamut. He's made the argument repeatedly, and he made it again last night, that if you don't kind of address those holistic needs of students, they're also not going to learn well in their classrooms.
A running theme through our conversation today, a governor's budget plan is not the budget. The legislature has a lot to say about it. They're going to almost certainly start with their own plan. What kind of things have we heard from Republican lawmakers when it comes to the possibility of any kind of education funding increase?
Yeah, well, so the way that this typically goes, and it sounds like this is going to happen again, is that the governor makes his, you know, big ask, and then the Republicans who control the Joint Finance Committee essentially start from base. So that means that they go back to just everything that the state has to fund, is obligated to fund, and then rebuild from there. And so immediately afterwards, Republican leadership said, you know, that Evers had essentially listed a bunch of things that aren't going to happen, and they're going to be very focused on kind of cutting costs. So this is a larger ask for education than he's asked for in the past. And Republicans have also said repeatedly over the last couple of months that they won't approve new funding that's not sort of tied to increases in standards and testing and things like that. And so I think that'll be a big theme of the conversations that they have at those JFC committee meetings going forward.
And also a theme in most of what we'll talk about, Anya, the state has a chunky budget surplus, and big questions, what do we do with that, if anything, tax cuts, spending? Can you talk about the budget surplus and how that's affecting this year's budget conversation?
Yeah, that's right. So it's been a multi-billion dollar surplus for several years now. Latest estimates say about $4.8 billion. And this is also, again, one of these fights that we kind of see over and over, where Democrats and Governor Tony Evers call for spending down that surplus on different programs. And Republicans have repeatedly said that they will not spend that surplus on anything except for tax cuts. They say, basically, we have a surplus because of tax collection, and so therefore redistributing that to taxpayers is kind of the way to go. And so I think we will definitely be seeing fights over tax cut proposals. We heard some of that last night again in some of those immediate responses. And so I think that'll be, again, another big theme of the coming months.
Staying with education, Governor Evers also pushed for continued funding for the UW system, now called the Universities of Wisconsin. He gave a highlight reel of the things that the colleges in the system have accomplished.
UW La Crosse is partnering with local businesses to make sure the skills they're teaching meet local employer needs. And I can go on, and I will. UW Oshkosh supported over 500 Wisconsin small businesses that needed help with digital marketing support efforts.
The list went on. Anya, what was the governor asking for the Universities of Wisconsin?
Yeah, this is another kind of huge dollar sign number, $850 million for the Universities of Wisconsin system, kind of across the board. He said it would be the biggest two-year increase in UW funding in state history, and aimed at kind of preventing layoffs and campus closures and program cuts, some of the stuff that we've seen happen over the last couple of years.
Again, Republicans, did they specifically in their response address that higher education part of the governor's plan?
They didn't name that specifically, but we do have some kind of recent history to turn to for clues about how that particular aspect of things will play out. 2 years ago, Republicans approved cuts to the University of Wisconsin, the universities of Wisconsin system, and Evers vetoed those cuts from the final plan. But to go from, you know, proposing $32 million in cuts to $850 million in spending increases suggests to me that this will be, again, a bit of a partisan battle. And folks might recall that there was a big fight over DEI-related positions in the UW system at a time that Republicans are calling for cuts kind of across the board. It'll be really interesting to see where, if anywhere, money goes into the UW system instead of out of it.
We're talking about Governor Evers' budget proposal for the next 2 years after his address last night. WPR State Capitol reporter Anya Van Wagenen-Donk is with us. A lot of talk last night about cutting taxes. The governor is saying, hey, we can cut some taxes. Republicans in the legislature, as you already mentioned, want to cut some taxes. But there's a lot of different ways to cut taxes. What are the different parties here putting on the table?
Yeah, that's exactly right. So the governor proposed about $2 billion in tax relief, and that's kind of across many different avenues of taxes. So some amount of sales tax cuts, some amount of income tax cuts, certain credits, that kind of thing. It adds up to what his office estimates to about $2 billion. That would also partly be funded by increasing taxes, by creating a new tax bracket for the wealthiest Wisconsinites and then increasing taxes on that tier. So that would basically be millionaires and up. Republicans are much more in favor of kind of broad-based tax cuts. That's the phrase that they kept using, broad-based tax relief. And so they will, I think, continue to propose, and they've said that they'll start advancing bills in the coming weeks that would just kind of like chip away in broad strokes at people's tax bills.
Another interesting case the governor made involved healthcare and specifically regulation of insurance companies. Let's hear some of that.
I want to make Wisconsin the first state in America to start auditing insurance companies over denying healthcare claims.
That's been an issue in the news lately, Anya. Concerns that healthcare providers, health insurance providers, are a little too quick to deny claims. Do we know much about what the governor is hoping to create here?
Yeah, that was a really interesting proposal. I haven't seen anything like that sort of come out of our government before. And again, Evers said that this would be the first such kind of auditing power, state auditing power of insurance claims denials in the state, or sorry, in the country. And so that would be really interesting to kind of see how that would play out. And again, it was coupled with a number of other proposals, like having a grace period before an unpaid medical bill goes to collections. So it was part of this larger theme of trying to cut down on everyday costs. And of course, the largest costs that a lot of ordinary people face are medical bills. And so this was kind of an attempt to chip away at that. Interestingly, you know, again, when Republicans responded, they didn't necessarily name that program specifically, but what they did say was that they will not support expanding the size of government. And so creating a whole new government office seems to be sort of in opposition to that preference.
Evers called for expanding Badger Care for postpartum care up to a year after giving birth. This would be using Medicaid funding to do that. Wisconsin, one of just two states, I think, that haven't done this. There has been some bipartisan support, some momentum in the legislature in past years. Is this something where there could be some kind of cooperation between the governor and legislative Republicans?
Yeah, you know, I think this is a really interesting kind of case study in how our legislature works. You know, as you mentioned, it's also a standalone bill in the legislature. It's moved through several times. And actually, most Wisconsin state lawmakers report this, almost every Democrat. And then it's a Republican-led bill and proposal. It has a ton of Republican backing as well. It's passed the Senate before as a standalone bill, but the Assembly Speaker opposes it. And so if he doesn't support a proposal, it doesn't move forward in the Assembly, and then it doesn't move forward kind of across the board. And so, you know, I don't want to predict the future, but generally speaking, if the speaker doesn't support something, it's not going to move forward in JFC. And so I don't necessarily know that I would anticipate it moving forward in the budget, but we're also paying attention to it as that standalone bill in the legislature.
Toward the end of his address, Evers framed his budget proposal as shoring up Wisconsin against changes coming from the Trump administration.
As the legislature deliberates my proposal, I urge you to take seriously the disastrous consequences federal decisions will have on Wisconsinites and our state, and plan accordingly.
What were some of the budget proposals that Evers had framed as reacting to the uncertainty and the changes coming from the federal government now?
Yeah, so there was a lot of discussion of kind of, again, that uncertainty of, for example, how will tariffs affect the materials costs here in Wisconsin? And so when you're proposing construction projects and you don't necessarily know how much steel is going to cost, that kind of thing. And so he talked about maintaining a $500 million fund to kind of set aside for some of those potential fluctuations in costs. And it was interesting, in the State of the State address a month ago, I was listening for kind of allusions to Trump and the Trump White House, and there were allusions, but no explicit naming of the president. This time around, it was a little bit more explicit in terms of how we talked about the difference between sort of his vision for the state of Wisconsin and then what's going on at the White House. And then, you know, of course, with Republican response afterwards, they're much more in line with what's going on in the Trump administration. And I think they really see that those federal actions as actually something to kind of recreate here, that there's a bit of a mandate at the White House for cutting spending. And so similarly, Wisconsin Republicans would like to take that and bring that into the budget here as well.
As you've mentioned, Republicans pretty much rejecting the governor's budget proposals, describing them as far left policies. So it goes to the legislature now. Talk us through the process from today through signing a budget.
Yeah, so the budget was then immediately kind of officially introduced. And so it's officially budget season. That means that there's going to be Joint Finance Committee hearings over the next couple of months. They often go late into the night. I will be at, I believe, all of them. And they will kind of hammer through these hundreds of pages and work out exactly what we're going to spend. And then at some point this summer, hopefully June, maybe July, we will have a budget. The governor will sign it. He can go through and partially veto things, but he cannot add things. And then we will know what we are funding for the next 2 years.
Anya, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Anya Van Wagtendonk is WPR's state capitol reporter. She joined us for a look at Governor Evers' budget address last night and the road ahead for the state's budget plan.
Up on Wisconsin Today, the CEO of Organic Valley shares how new remote work policies are changing the farmer-owned cooperative for the better.
By offering these low and high hybrid options that we've created, it's really cast a much larger net.
The latest issues facing small organic farms in Wisconsin, that conversation is next here on WPR News.